the god who guards the boundary. Proverbs chapter 22 opens with a startling choice, a good name or great riches. In the ancient world, a name was more than reputation. It was the moral shape of a life, carried in the memory of one's family and community. Wealth could be seized, but a faithful name became a form of inheritance. This points quietly toward Christ. Though rich, he became poor for our sake, choosing obedience over earthly possession. Therefore, the Father gave him the name that is above every name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, New International Version. See also 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The gospel fulfills the chapter's opening wisdom. True honor is found not by grasping, but by giving oneself away. The eye that sees. Verse 9 literally speaks of a good eye. In Hebrew thought, the eye is not merely a window receiving images. It is a moral organ. Two people may look upon the same poor neighbor, yet only one truly sees. Generosity begins before the hand opens. It begins when the eye stops measuring another person's usefulness. The poor are not interruptions in the story of the prosperous. Rich and poor meet together because the Lord made them both. Beneath every social rank is the deeper equality of creaturehood. This is why exploiting the poor in court is so serious. The city gate was Israel's courtroom, and the needy often arrived without influence or patronage. Yet verse 23 declares that the Lord himself will plead their case. God becomes the advocate of those who cannot afford one, and he plunders the plunderer. Divine justice answers oppression in its own vocabulary. Wisdom borrowed and consecrated. Verses 17 to 21 begin a new collection. The debated Hebrew word shalashim may mean 30 sayings, and this section has notable similarities to the Egyptian instruction of Amenemope. This need not weaken our confidence in Scripture. It reveals a God whose truth leaves fingerprints beyond Israel and who gathers human wisdom into covenant faithfulness. As Augustine observed, truth found among the nations may be received like Israel receiving Egyptian gold, provided it is placed in the service of God. The goal of these sayings is not mere competence. Verse 19 gives their center, so that your trust may be in the Lord. Biblical wisdom is not learning how to control life. It is learning whom to trust when life cannot be controlled. Consider the ancient boundary stone of verse 28. Moving it quietly enlarged one field while erasing another family's inheritance. Across the ancient Near East, boundary markers carried solemn legal and sometimes religious force. To move one was to rewrite history for personal gain. We still move boundary stones whenever we profit by making another person's claim, labor, suffering, or story invisible. Today ask, whom have my eyes failed to see? What boundary have I shifted for my own comfort? Suggested cross-references. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Psalm chapter 72, verses 12 through 14. James chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Suggested hymn, all my hope on God is founded. Prayer. Lord of rich and poor, give me a good eye, a humble heart, and a trustworthy name. Show me where I have ignored the vulnerable or moved boundaries for my advantage. Teach me wisdom that does not seek control but rests in you. Form in me the self-giving mind of Christ. Amen.